This episode was originally released in late 2025. Please note that Code Red is no longer the primary alert system for our region. To stay wildfire ready, sign up for Nevada County Alerts or Tahoe Alerts immediately. Links are available in the show notes. Here is the original episode.
Welcome to 101.5 Community Conversations on Wildfire, where we help you stay safe, informed, and ready. I'm your host, J.D. Haas. I'm joined today by James Blattler, Emergency Service Manager with the Town of Truckee, who will walk us through TahoeAlerts.com and the Code Red system. Welcome to 101.5, James.
Thank you so much for having me, J.D.
Let's get right into it. What is Know Your Zone?
Know Your Zone. It's all about evacuations. So the town of Truckee and Nevada County have put in a tremendous amount of work to shape out pre-planned evacuation zones. And so why is that important? A couple of reasons. One, it's a tremendous tool that we have in emergency services to be able to communicate out to people so that way they can quickly understand if where they're living, where they're situated is under threat from an emergency. Now, here in Truckee, one of those biggest emergencies that we face most of the months of the year is wildfire. And it's also really helpful for our emergency responders, our incident commanders as well. And the reason why it's helpful is because when they show up on scene, they are very task saturated, which means they've got a whole lot of work to do with a small number of resources. And one of the biggest, most critical things during a wildfire, especially in the early moments, is getting people out of harm's way. And so those incident commanders are coordinating air resources, ground resources, law enforcement's coming in and worrying about evacuations and road closures. And so the faster that those incident commanders can come and take a look at a map and quickly choose what areas they're going to evacuate without drawing these zones on the fly, they can make decisions faster, which means that we in emergency services can communicate out those decisions faster. And so those are some of the really important parts of the Know Your Zone, which everybody should know the zone that they're in that we've developed. And everywhere in Truckee, everywhere in Nevada County has their own puzzle piece of an evacuation zone. And with that zone comes a number. And so we ask everybody to remember those zones, know their zones.
With that outline of zones, can you define evacuation zones for Truckee?
So we can define them. So we have them pre-developed and pre-identified. And so everywhere in Truckee, we've got a map. You go to Genesis Protect is what the application is called that we utilize. And so everybody can go on and see their zone. The nice part about it is that incidents aren't always predictable. You don't exactly know when that fire, where that fire is going to start, what direction it's going to be moving in, what area the impact might be. So we do have the flexibility on the fly to make these zones more specialized, smaller. We can split these zones. But generally speaking, these zones have been developed based on roadways, population levels. And so that way we can change the status of these zones much more quickly and be able to communicate those out to people.
Okay. So then how does emergency services use zones to issue targeted alerts?
Yeah. So let me walk you through the process on how we do our alert and warning in the town of Truckee. And so first and foremost, the fire department, police department get alerted of a wildfire. Those responding units come on scene, they establish incident command, and they start assessing the situation. Now, if they feel that evacuations are necessary, then they'll start communicating with the Office of Emergency Services, with the town of Truckee, Nevada County, Placer County has one as well. And so they'll let them know, like, hey, we need to evacuate these particular areas, and we need to communicate that out to people. So step one, emergency services, myself and my office in the town of Truckee, are great partners of Nevada County, Placer County. Not Placer County, they don't utilize these Genesis evacuation zones, and we'll touch on that in a little bit, but to continue on through this process, what we'll first do is we'll change the status of these zones. Now, this takes just a brief moment. We get onto a web platform, make a couple of clicks, change the status, put a little note on what the reason the status changed, and that'll change the status of that zone or zones from normal to either an evacuation warning, an evacuation order, maybe a shelter in place, maybe there's an advisory. And so that's step one. That's what we'll do first. We'll follow that up with our opt-in system, which we'll dive into in a little bit. It's called Code Red, and it's our best communication platform that we've got. It allows us to, in a moment, send a text message, email, phone call. If you're hearing impaired, TDD, we're able to send that message out to people who've opted in, who've signed up for alerts in a moment to let them know that there's an emergency going on. Now, if that emergency is truly a life-threatening emergency and people are immediately in harm's way, we'll follow up with another system that a lot of people have heard of. It's wireless emergency alerts. And so those are those things that you get on your cell phone, and it's based on where your cell phone's located, where you are located with your cell phone. And so it'll geo-reference based on cell phone towers, and we'll send out a message so that way people that may not have signed up for emergency alerts, hopefully all residents have, but a lot of times visitors, which we get a lot of, aren't signed up for local emergency alerts. And so that's a great communication tool that we have to alert people that there is a danger around and they need to take action. And so what we'll do is we'll enter that into that system, the wireless emergency alerts. It's called the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, okay. IPAWS, it's a mouthful. But essentially, it's not just wireless emergency alerts, it's utilizing our radio partners. So the emergency alerting system, so sending out these emergency messages over the radio, over television sets. A lot of people are more used to hearing that, those test messages with mm-hmm. the and then followed by the message. It's usually a test that people hear, but it's that same system. And so we have a number of tools in our toolbox to help notify people, and that's our process. So first, we change our zones, then we use our opt-in system with Code Red, and then if there's an immediate life risk, we send out the wireless emergency alerts.
Okay, so I'm in my zone. I've received my text, my alert, or however I choose to receive it. Can I receive alerts for other zones? For example, so if I'm at work, I'll receive alerts from my current location or just my home? Or what about the children at school?
Yeah. So you bring up a very important point. We're not always at home, just hanging out, especially in this tremendous area that we've got. There's great recreation. There's a lot of things to do. And you've got our daily lives to live out. You've got kids at school. You've got to go to work. So the nice part with both these systems, Genesis Protect and Code Red, you can enter addresses that you would like to be notified for. And so you're not limited to just one. And so I always strongly recommend that when you are signing up for these systems, enter areas that you frequent, definitely children's schools, your place of work, and your home. And so that way you're notified, whether you're here in Truckee or you're in Sacramento or Reno or in Paris, France, for instance, you can get a message notifying you that there is an emergency at that particular address.
Okay. So we have all these multiple addresses that we want to receive alerts on. How do I find those zones?
Yeah. So just like a number of tools we have a number of ways to figure this out. So one of the best ways I recommend for people to understand their zone, go to our website, townoftruckee.gov/ready. If you just go to townoftruckee.gov, it's very easy to find. We have a click button to get to it. And on our page, Ready Truckee, we have a number of resources, including Know Your Zone, Know Your Evacuation Zone. You click on that link, it'll bring you to the Genesis Protect website where you can enter your address. It'll tell you what zone you're in. You can sign up for alerts. And they also have a really incredible app that you can put on your phone that you download the app, Genesis Protect. You enter your address, you can sign up for alerts for your zone. You can even turn on the functionality that if you are comfortable with it, if your phone knows where you are and you opt in for location tracking, you don't even need to sign up for the zone you're in. If you're in a zone that there's been impact by an emergency, your phone will know based on your location and it can alert you. And so that is a third-party software that's a very great tool, but our side, the way we manage it, is just changing the statuses. It's not our tool that we use to notify people, but it's a tool I recommend people sign up for because that company has done a great job at sending push notifications anytime that there's a status update on their platform.
Okay, once I have my zone, now I've already done this, now what? words. I wrote mine down on a magnet and put mine up on the fridge, and I've wrote it in multiple places. Someone told me today that they wrote it on a piece of blue tape and put it up. Where do you get these magnets, and how can folks find that?
Yeah, so we have magnets that you can write your zone onto. It's really handy. You can put on your refrigerator, and that way you can look at your zone at home and quickly understand if you've been impacted. But something I recommend is, you know, like we talked about a minute ago, is that you're not always home. So, you know, write it in your phone, write it in a note in your car, so that way you can quickly look at it and understand if where you're at might be impacted by an emergency, or if your home is impacted by an emergency. But I also understand that these things might be hard to memorize and you might not have it immediately available. And so that's why we do have these other resources to help view these maps, and we'll share it out on our platforms as well, our social media and all our other communication platforms. But I also understand it's stressful. If you're told that you might need to evacuate and you're like, oh my gosh, am I zone 132 or 123? I can't remember, right?
That can happen. That's what just happened. While you and me were talking, I was looking at the Eastern Nevada County zone map.
Yeah.
And I was second guessing myself, because I know that I am E123 right here at the station and my home. But then I started second guessing it, going, is that correct? And I was paying attention to that. So
yeah,
really important.
Really important. And we're very mindful of that. Imagine right now the confusion, right? We're in a comfortable studio talking to each other. Not a lot of stress going on in this room. Imagine if you've got a huge plume of smoke that's turning day into night, and you're seeing a number and you're trying to sort out. So because we're very cognizant of that stress and the likelihood that people are likely not going to remember their zones, and some people might not even be aware of zones to begin with, which is a big part of why we're here today, is to share that information. But we will always communicate in our alerts, in our code reds, in our wireless emergency alerts. We will use zones, but we will always pair those with common geographic references, typically major street names, maybe major destination points that people are aware of. That the past fire last year, when we sent out some messaging, which was just on the backside of Safeway, we mentioned north of Safeway, south of Coyote Moon Golf Course. So that way people can see that and quickly process that information without trying to tax themselves and understand what number it is.
Okay. So if you're listening in our podcast right now, I'm encouraging you right now to pause the podcast, go find your zones and write them down, and we'll be right here when you get back, when you press the play button. Now, if you're listening on the radio right now, let's roll on in signing up for Code Red Emergency Alerts. We've kind of touched on it, but what is Tahoe Alerts and Code Red Emergency Alerts?
Yeah, so TahoeAlerts.com was a great initiative that Placer County led, that we partnered with a number of our local agencies, Washoe County, really all the counties in the Tahoe Basin. So El Dorado County, Tahoe Douglas, you know, Douglas County, all these areas. What's really unfortunate is that every agency uses a different notification platform. Sometimes it's the same, but there's a number of them out there. And so Nevada County, Town of Truckee, we use Code Red. Placer County uses a system called Everbridge. They call it Placer Alerts. Washoe County, I believe their system is Rave. They're different systems. And so it's important for a single, easy to use place for people to just type their address in and quickly find out what type of system, where they need to sign up. So what Tahoe Alerts is, it's a very easy to use website where you go online, you enter your address, it'll find you and it'll tell you whose system you need to sign up for. And so it's really helpful if you live in the Truckee area, you live in the Tahoe Basin area, and you're not sure exactly what platform to use. Because if you signed up, say you live in unincorporated Placer County, Sierra Meadows, for instance, our neighborhood where there's many Placer County residents that live back there, you feel like you're in Truckee, it seems like you're in Truckee, but if you enter your address, your Placer County address, into Code Red, my message will not reach you. And so it's important for them to understand, those residents, that they need to sign up for Placer alerts. And so TahoeAlerts.com helps people do that a lot easier. And so if you're a Truckee resident, you can go to TahoeAlerts.com and enter your address there and sign up. We also have an easy way to do it on our website as well. So there's a number of places you can do it. But that's what I appreciate about TahoeAlerts.com. It makes it easy for everybody to sign up for the right system.
Okay, thank you. Now, a question is that we received, will it send me spam?
No, it won't send you spam. And we are, you know, we are, this is a good thing to bring up because some of these notification platforms, and it's less and less the case today, but when they first started becoming available, agencies started using them as just general communication platforms. So, hey, so maybe tomorrow night we're having a big event in our police department, and we'll send out a message and say, hey, come by to National Night Out or come by to Coffee with a Cop, or come by for Fill the Boot for the firefighters. And of course, we want to get that messaging out. We don't want to overuse these critical communication platforms where messaging might get drawn out. People might opt out of it because they don't want to be bugged in their day-to-day life. So we really only use this system when there is an immediate life threat or a potential life threat that's coming their way. And so if you sign up for this system, don't expect a bunch of text messages from us. We will test it every now and then. So you might get a message saying test, test, test. You know, this is the Truckee Police Department. This is Nevada County Office of Emergency Services. This is Placer County Office of Emergency Services testing our notification platform. You might see that from time to time, but we don't overuse it. We don't spam it. And it's important for people to understand that.
Okay. Are there other ways to sign up for these alerts other than Tahoe Alerts?
Yeah. So we understand not everybody loves using online platforms, a computer. As long as you have a phone, it doesn't even have to be a cell phone. It can be a landline. You pick that phone up and you call 211. And our partners there at Connecting Point here that run 211, they can help walk through and sign you up over the phone. So you just dial 211. It's similar to 911, but it's not for emergencies. Really, Connecting Point is a good name for the company that runs this for us because really they're there to connect people with resources. And if you're interested in the resource of emergency communications, they'll connect you and sign you up for it over the phone. But if you don't remember 211, you can also dial 1-833-DIAL-211, 1-833-DIAL-211.
There's also a text option too, correct?
That's right. That's right. So if you don't want to be bothered with chatting over the phone with somebody and you don't want to get onto your browser, just send a text message to 99411, which is Ready Nevada County, and then you just follow the prompts to register.
But if you don't have that information, you could just go back and replay this podcast.
Yeah.
Let's get into some basics right now of evacuation planning. James, what are the differences between the types of alerts, the evacuation orders, the evacuation warnings, shelter in place, and rescue?
Yeah, so this is an important one that I talk about whenever I do public events is understanding evacuation terminology. So unfortunately, there's a number of terms out there for evacuations. If you live in Oregon, they call it evacuation level 1, 2, 3, ready, set, go. And so in California, what we've been really working to do is standardize that terminology into basically two things for evacuations: evacuation warning and evacuation order. So what do those mean? Evacuation warning means there's a potential threat to life and you should start getting ready now to start moving because that can quickly change into an immediate threat to life, which is what happens when we issue evacuation orders. Now, I really want to stress that if you do get an evacuation warning, definitely start preparing to go. But those people that need a lot longer time to evacuate, maybe you have animals, maybe you're disabled, whether permanently or temporary, if it's going to take longer for you to evacuate, maybe you have a bunch of kids at home, treat that warning as an order because it's going to take you a lot longer to go and start getting moving. Now, an evacuation warning, we do not mess around with. That means there is an immediate threat to life. There are people's lives right now in danger. And if we issue that, we mean it wholeheartedly and we don't take these decisions lightly. If you are in an area that's under an evacuation order, that means it's time to go now. Don't mess around. Don't try to tidy things up. Just get in your car, throw everything that you need in the car and go. And so evacuation order, you might also hear the term mandatory evacuation order. We're trying to get away from that term in California and emergency services because we can't, law enforcement can't force anybody to leave their home that are in an evacuation order. So when you say mandatory evacuation, we can't make you leave. We strongly recommend it. It puts your lives in danger. It puts first responders' lives in danger. It can potentially pull in critical resources to help you out when you made a bad decision not to leave when you should have. And so we really strongly recommend it, but we can't make people leave. So we're moving away from the term mandatory evacuation order. But if you hear that term, understand that it just means evacuation order. It's a lawful order from law enforcement.
Now, we've heard shelter in place before in the past, and you can give us a definition of that. But rescue is another one that is new for me here.
Yeah, so rescue, we typically won't use our alert and warning platforms for rescues because usually when our first responders are going out there for a particular rescue, the person who's getting rescued, they're getting the resources they need.
Okay.
Right. And so the term rescue, really people should understand that that's pretty specialized and focused on a particular area. And that might be something that they should be aware of. It's not, we're not meaning we're going in to come in and rescue this whole geographic area. We're coming in for a particular rescue, or usually it's our fire services that are coming, or search and rescue teams that are coming to do that. But that's a much smaller scale.
Okay. All right. And shelter in place. I've seen this more in winter.
Yeah,
big storms.
That's right. So shelter in place. I've seen it more commonly in my experience with like law enforcement activity.
Okay.
When you have suspicious people, or maybe there's a public threat where you don't want to expose additional people to that threat, hazardous materials incidents, that type of thing. So sheltering in place is really, you'll get that same message, Code Red, wireless emergency alerts, where it's like, hey, stay indoors. And you should get more information on your specific actions that we're recommending that you take. If it's a law enforcement threat, you know, it could be lock your door, stay inside, close your curtains, and we'll notify you when it's safe. If it's hazmat and you need to shelter in place, that usually means that there's something toxic outside. We don't want you going outside. So you might get recommendations to cover up windows, close doors, things like that. So, but whenever we send out these notifications, we really try hard to send out direction on what people should do with that. You know, so evacuation order, leave now. Shelter in place, lock your doors. You know, we give some sort of direction on what people should do. That's why it's so important. Sign up for these alerts. You'll get the information you need. We'll communicate out to you. But the bottom of the line is sign up for these alerts.
When it's time to go, evacuation routes, they are key.
Yeah.
You know, how are folks going to know where to go? And what if the neighborhood has challenges like narrow roads or a single exit point that's backed up?
Yeah. So I talked about it a little bit earlier about people that need additional time to evacuate. One of those considerations might be limited means of egress, limited ways out. So if you live in a neighborhood that's only one way in and out, or maybe two ways in and out, if you get an evacuation warning, I recommend you start moving, and that should be part of your personal evacuation plan. Everybody in this town that lives here, that's visiting here, has a responsibility to think about and plan how they're going to leave, because that's where we lose people in fires, unfortunately, is during those early moments of a fire, of when it's overtaken an area and people are trying to get out of harm's way. And so really, really can't stress enough to have your own personal evacuation plan. ReadyForWildfire.org is a great place to do that. You can create your own action plan.
Okay, so folks should as well, along with that plan, they should have a go bag ready to go. We're going to dive deeper into this later in this series, but give them the short end of it. What should be in their go bag?
Yeah, so there's essential supplies. If you're, you know, if you need medication, make sure that you have medication in there. Toiletries, extra clothes. You know, things that those vital paperwork that, yeah, you can replace at the DMV and the county, but it's going to be really difficult and stressful to do that after the fact. So creating copies and putting those things in there. Think about what you need to survive for 3 days and try to fit that stuff you can into your go bag. Also have one in your car, because there's a decent chance if you're not at home when a wildfire happens that you won't be able to return home and get it. which is an important thing about evacuation orders that I didn't mention, is that we can't force people to leave their homes, but we can lawfully prevent them from going into their homes after those road closures have been stood up.
Okay. What is the Ready, Set, Go model?
Yeah, so Ready, Set, Go, it's fantastic. It's been adopted by basically every fire department in the Western United States. Ready means you're preparing, you're hardening your home, you're doing your defensible space, helping reduce the likelihood that your home will catch on fire during a wildfire. The set is all about getting your household members set to go to evacuate. That's developing your emergency communication plan, your evacuation plan, and all that. And the go part is knowing what to do when it's time to go. And so, as I mentioned before, readyforwildfire.org has a great step-by-step process to be able to work through and develop that personal wildfire action plan yourself.
Okay. I can feel the mama bears coming out now and the papa bears. What do I do if my family is separate locations during an evacuation? Yeah. For example, you know, if the spouse and I are both at work and kids at school, et cetera. What if the kids are at home and you can't get back to them to evacuate?
Yeah, this is something that worries me, right, is part of evacuation planning, but it also comes down to that personal responsibility on having a plan in place. We saw this happen in Lahaina quite a bit. I believe a lot of kids were out of school when they had that wildfire burn through, and a lot of kids were left at home who can't drive. Have a plan, whether it's notifying a neighbor, telling your kids what to do if you're being evacuated, have them go knock on a neighbor's house, make sure they're not forgotten. Now, if you're talking to them and you know they're stuck at home, there's no way they can get out, there's no one there to help them, that's a life-threatening emergency. Call 911, tell them what's going on, that your child is in an evacuation order zone, they have no way of getting out, and we'll work to try to get resources over there. And so it's also really part of that plan that you have those center assembly points that you know if there's an evacuation going on, whether it's Truckee High School or any common geographic place, that you all know that if we are being evacuated and we can't get a hold of each other, this is where we're going to meet. Everybody's going to start, is going to meet here, and we'll try to figure it out from there.
Okay, James, that's a lot of information to take in.
It is.
But it's great information. Let's get into some common mistakes to avoid. A lot of folks are on social media. We're all looking at it, and we look at it and we go, oh, that's what we do, and that's what's correct.
Yeah.
But is social media a reliable source for alerts?
It's not, with a caveat, unless you're looking at official channels. So the Truckee Police Department, the Placer County Sheriff's Office, Nevada County Sheriff's Office. If we're communicating information out there, you can trust it as credible. Other platforms, individual platforms, I really strongly don't recommend trusting them. It's unvetted information. It might not be accurate. So if you're taking that information in, take it with a grain of salt, it might not be accurate. There's a chance somebody can post a picture of a fallen tree and say, this is Northwoods and there's no way out, when in reality, that might not be the case, right? And so it's good to collect that information because it could be true, but utilize other resources. If we're aware that an egress route is blocked, like Northwoods is blocked during a wildfire, we're going to send messaging out saying, do not go to Northwoods, right? Go to Alder Creek. And so take it with a grain of salt. I do want to bring up Watch Duty here. Watch mm-hmm. Duty is a very effective tool. I use it myself, but I'm going to use the old Ronald Reagan adage, trust but verify. So that information has not been vetted by public safety agencies, but it's usually pretty accurate and it's very quick to post updates. So for the past fire last year, when I changed the status of zones to evacuation warning for Genesis, I would say within 30 seconds, my personal phone got notified me that there were evacuation warnings from Watch Duty. And so they've got people, they're on it, but understand that it hasn't been vetted. So make sure you trust the official sources for accurate information.
Okay. And do alerts automatically go out to everybody?
No, they do not. So we select who to message. And, okay. In the Office of Emergency Services, we're always looking to improve and make things better. And so I bring up the past fire. I brought it up several times today. Mm-hmm. We opted to notify the entire town of the emergency. Because we are a small mountain community and there's a lot of anxiety. You see a bunch of smoke in the air and you don't know how fast that fire is moving. So we notified the entire community of what was going on. Now, that's great because you're keeping a number of people informed. But what we learned is that delayed some of the communications. So it took quite a while because every contact that was signed up for the alerts got it. But it took a while to notify those 20,000 plus contacts. And so what we've learned from that is what we'll start with is we'll notify a smaller area first that's around the most immediate area of impact. And then we'll follow that up with a general Truckee-wide message. So that way the people who really need to know that information immediately can get it. And then everybody in the community can be informed on what's going on. So that way, you know, if there's a fire behind Safeway in Glenshire, you're probably not at immediate risk, right? You've got a lot of time, most likely, of what's of the incident.
Okay. Are there any other mistakes folks should avoid?
Not planning, not signing up for alerts, not knowing evacuation zones and where to get that information. It's just not taking the time. And I know it. I've got young kids and it's a busy life. You know, everybody's lives are very busy, but it's really important, especially where we're living. The entire town of Truckee has been categorized as a fire hazard severity zone. That fire threat is here, and we're fortunate that we haven't seen that in recent years, but it could come today, it could come tomorrow, it could come next month or next year. It's important to be prepared now because we can't guess on when that fire is going to start that's going to impact us.
And there's been a lot of information here today, James.
Yeah, so I'll drive it home. Number one, sign up for emergency alerts with Code Red. This is an opt-in system. You're not going to get this message unless you sign up. So enter your address. If you've got a place of business, place of work, kids, sign up for those alerts as well for those addresses and make sure that you get notified. Number two, know your evacuation zone. Get the Genesis Protect app. Go to townoftruckee.gov/ready. Look up your evacuation zone. Understand what that platform looks like so you get familiar with it. And number three, make a plan. If you know everybody's circumstances are different and during an evacuation, it's going to be stressful no matter how much planning you've done. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot more stressful if you've done no effort and you don't know what your kids are going to do or where they're going to go or any of your loved ones. So and that's really it. You know, sign up for alerts, know your zone and make a plan.
James Blattler, Office of Emergency Services Manager with the Town of Truckee. Know your zone and the Code Red system. Sign up today. And thank you for coming into 101.5 and sharing all this vital information with us, James.
Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate you guys sharing this critical information out to the community.
Thank you for listening to Community Conversations on Wildfire. Stay safe, stay prepared, and let's keep talking. Listen anytime on demand at TruckeeTalkRadio.com. Subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE.
This message provided by Truckee Fire as part of the Measure T Community Wildfire Prevention Fund.